The next patient is Sara Reyes Romero. Reyes, Sara, Sara, first name S-A-R-A, last name R-E-Y-E-S, Sara Reyes. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The patient is a diabetic that has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and this is most likely the reason for the nephrosclerosis, period. Lately, this patient that has adequate kidney function and has shown proteinuria that is around 1 gram per gram of creatinine. Period, this patient has been on losartan in combination with lisinopril. We are going to stop this combination. I'm going to switch the patient to amlodipine in combination with benazepril. The strength is T is 10/40, 1 tablet every day. We are going to stop the use of the amlodipine 2.5 milligrams on daily basis, stop the lisinopril, and stop the losartan. We try to accomplish a better blood pressure control. On the other hand, due to the presence of diabetes and due to the presence of hypertension, the patient would benefit from the administration of a SGLT2 inhibitor, Farxiga, 5 milligrams every day on a daily basis. Period, the patient has vitamin D deficiency, 5,000 units of D3 has been ordered. Number three, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number type 2 diabetes with a hemoglobin A1C that is 5.8. Following number, the patient has diverticulosis. The patient has been followed by the gastroenterologist, Dr. Patel. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, 5,000 units have been ordered. Since there is so much variation in the prescription, we are going to reevaluate her in a short period of time, and we're going to reevaluate the proteinuria. We have spent reviewing the chart and making the changes more than 25 minutes. In the face-to-face, we spent 20 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.